Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Joke of the Day, crop dusting, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Announcing the remastered release of the entire catalog from The Beatles. If you are one of the doubting McGee's who think only pathetic Beatles audiophiles can hear the difference between these remasters and what you own now, think again. Here's the remastered version of Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Here's the original.
Hey Jude,
the remastered classic, Yesterday.
Yesterday.
See how clean it is now?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
All my troubles seem so far away.
And the original.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
How can you not afford to spend $1,000 to upgrade your Beatles catalog? Yeah.
Until I got the Beatles remastered box sets, I always thought Revolution No. 9 from the White Album was just a bunch of random drug-induced noise.
The Beatles remastered box sets. Because all you need is love and more Beatles CDs. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We should explain that Chick McGee's still at home. He's in his last day of COVID jail.
Yep. But the upside is Fauci and I had a really nice lunch a couple days ago.
Good. So. Oh, how nice.
How's Tony doing?
You're all masked up.
Not bad.
Hey, who paid?
Me.
you know, he's notorious for that, isn't he?
Oh, boy.
Did he get up and go to the bathroom right before the check came?
Oh, yeah.
Did he fumble around and have to ask the waiter for a mask?
Oh, no. There's Jessica Alsman at the news desk for Christy Lee.
Hello.
Can I say something, Jessica? That is a lovely dress. Those polka dots, you look so nice. That's really sweet.
This t-shirt
looking.
Blouse thing? Yeah,
whatever
thank
that
you.
Is. Oh,
very
is
nice.
Dress. I'm sorry. All I can see is I can just see you from the...
I feel very wide. I can very see John from Crawford the, shoulders.
Kind of 80s.
I like what's going on. I like what's going on with your two boobs there.
There we go.
There too.
Yeah.
Way to make it actionable,
like,
Josh.
You look nice.
Josh. I've got a really bad week coming up. My lawyer's out of town. Don't do that.
Well, I'll send him pictures.
Okay.
I'll settle out of court. Come on.
What's that line called between poo boobs?
Cleavage?
Man. I like that.
I got to take a geology class one time, Josh. You know those fellas say cleavage in there? It's funny, man. They're talking about rocks. I'm talking about boobies. We're all having fun.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you finish the intros? I just lost my place looking about how my week's
Hi, Pat Godwin. How are you? You got your guitar out there?
Oh, yeah. I brought it today. I didn't forget it.
Ah, the old Git box. You ever say Git box?
Sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, when I was a kid.
There's Josh Arnold. Ace Cosby is in the house. Ace is saying good morning, ladies, with the deep V there. Is that the handle?
Sure
open up all the way to Moneyville, right?
Yeah. Tom inspired me yesterday with this.
Oh, you got
By the way, Chick, Ace is sporting a deep V. He's not saying hello to the ladies with deep Vs.
Yes, thanks for the clarification.
I needed to be.
Yeah. The V neck, I
you
believe.
You have to say it twice.
Which right. you're going with there. Thank
right.
you.
Willie Griswold is right by Pop. There he is.
Morning.
And are you doing the loser thing on your head when you're talking to me?
No, I was like saying hi, and then I itched my... bad timing on my part, excuse me.
No, I'm not paranoid. And there is Tom Griswold. Okay, here we are. We're all set.
Yep. All right. Yeah, we're all set because, ladies and gentlemen, right now we're all set for...
Who's that sexy man with the deep voice? It's Cosby. Here he is with his joke of the day.
You ever wonder about this? Is Google male or female?
Oh, I don't know.
It's female because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion.
That was a Cosby joke of the day.
How about those
Holzman?
Google usually knows what's best for you.
Yeah.
It's usually right.
It's always saying, did you mean this?
It's kind of edgy Ace today. Thank you very much.
It's not been a good week.
Let's go into it.
Is the marriage off?
Sorry to hear it.
Let's
take my gift back.
Move on. Okay. I just demand to know. Yes, you know, because right now Ace doesn't have a stove or a cooktop. So he's cooking.
I have a cooktop.
You're cooking on a hot plate.
Yeah.
That's not a cooktop. No. I said to someone yesterday, this is going to ruin Ace's relationship. He's going to be making her hot dogs on a cooktop. On the hot
Wait a minute.
Plate
how do you know?
College.
Huh? Tom, how do you know all this? Did he...
Because Ace and I were talking off the air about getting a new stove, and we were making some recommendations.
Chick, I made that mistake.
Just trying to help the man.
Oh, of asking him.
Cooking.
No.
Well,
yeah, you're sharing too much.
But
you're like, buy me a stove, Tom.
No,
I know.
No. He really has not been. Yeah, no, if anything, he's been going, you guys shut up about my stove. Mm-hmm. That's really what's been going on.
Because I got my own thing going on.
If he keeps cooking for his fiance on a hot plate, you know, she's going to get tired of...
Got the plate, got the air fryer, got the pizza pizzazz.
You got a microwave, right?
Microwave.
That's how
everything's good.
Soup and candy bars.
And the pizza pizzazz, that's the thing that looks like an old-fashioned vinyl record player, and the pizza spins. And
by the way, I do have to tell you guys, I buttoned up a lot when I was in LA, all right? I didn't go crazy. I didn't get crazy meals. It was a lot of getting egg McMuffins, you know, before work days and stuff. But I will say one night I got a little too stoned and they had the mini bar in there. And I did expense a $18 Snickers bar. I am very sorry. That thing was staring at me, man, and I couldn't.
If Kessler pays for that,
I couldn't say no.
The manager of our show, if he has the right though to go, we're not covering it.
You know what? As a fat guy, I thought you'd have my back here. You've never had the mini bar staring you down. I was good for four nights, and it was just that last night.
Yes, but on the expense report, I cross out Snickers, and I put parking.
Hey, if you can park for $18 in a major American city, that's a bargain.
Exactly.
You're parked in Chicago.
Not only am I paid, I'm patted on the back.
Oh, and can I tell you, though, Josh? It was a delicious Snickers bar. It was one of the ones where it's a full one, but it's got like the two fun
Willie,
signs.
Was it genuinely $18?
It was like 13.
That's correct. But still, over 10.
Was it one of those things where as soon as you touch it, you've paid for it?
No, and it was kind of tricky. Like the way it got set up, there was like a little note next to it, and I turned to my buddy. I was like, hey, is this complimentary or is this a mini bar thing? And he goes, look at this. And there's a water bottle. It's got an $8 sticker on it.
Right.
And I go, that's not an invite. It's not what that is.
Well, we famously, Chick and I were talking about this a couple months ago. We took a whole bunch of people down to Florida for one of our famous Florida trips. And
some of which had never been on a plane before.
Yeah,
fun.
And this one room, I guess, I don't know if it was a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they had assumed that the complimentary minibar was complimentary. And they emptied it every night. Remember, it was more than $1,000 at the end of the week. they just assumed, hey, look at this, free booze. But a lot of places have gotten rid of those because it was so expensive to inventory them every day. But that's why some of them now they're all...
Yeah.
Robot.
Yeah, you're right. If you touch it or you move it, you're charged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in any event.
Tom, also sad news today. Did you see that PJ O'Rourke?
I just saw that. Satirist.
He's responsible for something that shaped me, Mad Magazine and National Lampoon when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the article, How to Take Drugs, Drive Fast, Get Your Wing Wang Touched, and Not Spill Your Drink.
I remember an article he wrote. I think it was called PJ Becomes AJ for a Day. He was a car guy. Last time we talked to him, we talked about that. And his recommendation, he said, you want to check out southeastern Ohio and West Virginia. He goes, yeah, they've got these incredible roads that were built back in the day for various mining companies. In some cases, no one ever uses them anymore.
That's incredible.
A great place to speed.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, we were dipping our toes into the world of sports. We should point out Chick McGee is not in the studio with us. He is at home. This is your last day of COVID jail.
Right.
But you'd have to wear a Scarlet C
Yeah,
around your neck.
People might think that I was the C might be stand for something else. Possibly chick is what I was asking.
I thought you were going to say grade point.
What? Were you a C student?
I told you that. Now that's a famous Chick McGee in the life of Chick McGee story. When I graduated from high school, they would rank where you would graduate, and my senior class we had 162 kids. And I graduated 81st.
That's right.
Not too flashy.
Nope.
Not too stupid. Right there in the middle.
Yeah. That's very good. Kind of in disguise.
That's right.
No, keeping them incognito. No one's going to be looking at this guy.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Nothing to see here. One more thing from the Olympics. The United States out of the men's hockey tournament. Stunning fashion yesterday, whatever day that was in China, after blowing a late lead. Marek Hrvík, not enough vowels in his name, scored with 43.7 seconds left in regulation. And Peter Solarik had the winner in Slovakia.
He was good in Bosom Buddies, wasn't he?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, he's going on.
He just
Bob
recently
Newhart.
Yeah,
he did,
away.
Yeah.
They beat the U.S. 3-2 in a shootout. There you go, Tom, to knock the top seed Americans out in the quarterfinals.
So go lady. The ladies hockey's still out there.
Boy, they're terrific.
Exactly. Go ladies.
Yes. And this story for Josh, Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby has reached another milestone, the Penguins captain. His 500th career goal last night, a 5-4 overtime win against the Flyers. He became the 46th player in NHL history to reach the 500-goal milestone.
Hell of a milestone. Were they home?
Yep. They were playing. Yes, they were at Pittsburgh.
I'm going to have to watch some highlights of
that. Home crowd against the Flyers. Yeah,
You guys know I'm not really watching much news at all, so hopefully this isn't some sort of can of worms. But I watched the Blues game last night, St. Louis Blues against the Ottawa Senators. Nobody in the crowd. Are they still – are public events still closed up there?
In Canada?
Last I saw, yeah.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, there were 20 people.
There weren't any people at the basketball game.
Scattered around the arena, and that was it. So I didn't know if they were still. It was just odd. Yeah,
maybe that speaks to the popularity of the St. Louis Blues there. And
I hadn't considered that. Well, Ottawa, shame on you.
It was obviously not puck night. Maybe
could have been that song Gloria they keep playing.
That'd be a bad idea, wouldn't it? Give all the fans a puck.
That would be a bad idea. Yeah. Remember the movie Basketball? What an unfortunate thing to happen on Dozen Egg Night.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was at the famous game. Was it Nickel Beer Night?
Oh!
Yeah. Is that the one, Cleveland Indians?
They tried that once, didn't they?
That didn't work out real well.
Well, I mean, also, it
we enjoyed it.
People can be violent with anything. I've seen someone have a Reggie Wayne bobblehead and put it back when they have to threaten someone. It doesn't matter what you give people. They'll find a way to hit somebody with it.
Ooh
yeah. That's well,
that story on Monday about the Phoenix Open. Remember that?
Yeah.
The Phoenix Open drew, I think it said they drew 200,000 people over the weekend.
That's crazy.
On Saturday, a guy got a hole in one, and that particular hole, it sort of has a stadium around it. I want to say it seats, I think they said it seats 16,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy gets a hole in one there. The crowd goes nuts, and they just covered the green with beer cans.
Yeah.
The sad part was John Daly out there trying to finish them all off.
Yeah. He was
just
walking around like Spalding.
Just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is that the Waste Management Open? Isn't that one kind of famous for being a party?
Waste Management.
But I think it's a smart move because, I mean, golf is so stuffy. I mean, you watch the Masters, and do you know that at the Masters, if you fart on the course, then you throw you out?
Is that right?
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Spectators, they give them the logoed corks as they go in.
They wouldn't throw Jessica out because she's a woman. She wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Ace allowed there?
Right. No, he's sitting in the car waiting for you.
Golf. Ace is driving.
What a sport.
Ace is driving Hootie's limo is what Ace is doing.
Hey, Tom, remember over the summer we had audio of a golfer farting?
Yeah.
And they kind of had to play. I mean, he kind of laughed. And
yeah.
When's the last fart you had, like in public, that you really remember? I had one on the plane. The guy next to me was being a jerk, taking both the armrests. And so I kind of just let one go, and I really enjoyed it. When's the last time you farted and you really...
You did it just to torture the man for...
No, I had to let it go, and I would have been more polite, but he was being rude. So I really just kind of lived in the moment. I was just living in the
present.
Now,
when you say you would have been more polite, what does that entail? Would you, excuse me, sir, I'm going to fart? Something like that?
Oh, no, maybe I would go to the bathroom where I just do this kind of like squeeze and then save it for later kind of thing.
Absorb it into your body.
Yeah, basically. You know what I'm talking about.
Is that what happens?
I really enjoy crop dusting at the grocery store.
Do you?
He does. Oh. He really enjoys it.
What a gentleman.
Do you look back to see their faces?
That's the best part.
There go those boxers.
Yeah. There's the old lady that was hovering in front of the butter for 5 minutes. She finally moved. Ooh. I'm going to trap her. And she gets up to the peanut butter. That bitch. Gone.
There we go. We got the voice to come out.
Willie, can you talk to him during the commercials?
Buddy, what do you think I'm going to do? He's not listening to me. We got to get Sam in.
And we all know Ace's farts eat holes in his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
God knows. Oh,
hundreds of thousands of people have that problem.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Hey, did you see the picture of this thing at the Phoenix Open with the
beer cans?
The beer cans just littering.
I think they're because where that hole is, and it's less than 200 yards, I think they're all just hoping and waiting crowd, for a hole in one.
Sure.
And they got one, and it was like champagne popping and liquid in the air, and it looked like a porno shoot.
I mean, there are almost as many beer cans in this green as there were in Tiger Woods' car.
Fine joke.
Wait a minute. Phone's ringing.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Uh-oh, another bad day?
No, it's not that. I'm just sick and tired of everybody I know not being able to handle adult things. I got people in my life that would take a full day to understand shortcake. I got people in my life that don't pay their heating bill, make their car payments. I mean, come on, man, grow up. Because yesterday I was ass deep in the game of Fortnite, and my idiot cousin Lonnie barges in, starts whining about how crappy his car is.
Huh?
Then he starts telling me when he turns the heater on, it blows out cold air, and when he turns on the AC, it blows out black exhaust smoke from the engine block. And, of course, radiator leaks, but that helped cut down the fertile cats in the alley behind his carport.
Oh, no.
And now he's putting 2 quarts of oil a week in his engine. Chick, I know you change your oil every time you get gas, which everybody knows
you're
supposed to. But he's putting 2 quarts of oil a week in it. And his windshield wipers won't shut off. You know, so when it's not raining, they make a screeching sound, and that attracts even more cats. And a rearview mirror fell off 2 years ago from the weight of all the panties hanging off of it.
That'll happen.
Oh, I swear to God, he had more panties in stock than Dillard's. And then there's that nasty stain on the back seat. Looks like a map of China from the Far East. So here I stop my day. I take Lonnie to Fat Brian's used cars. You know the lot down on McDonald Avenue, down by the Curtis Interruptus Medical Clinic? You know Fat Brian. He's the one in the commercials that trained the Billy Goat to say money back guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those commercials.
Okay. So I get Fat Brian himself giving me and Lonnie the hard sell. He's going, you know, what can I do to put you in this car today? I said, well, first of all, you can knock $3,000 off the price. And then throw in a dinner date with your fire-ass hot receptionist, Kimmy, over there.
Kimmy.
Oh, my God, a smoke show. Then I said, sell to Lonnie for $0 down. We'll drive off your lot as soon as Kimmy gives me her phone number. Anyways, Lonnie ends up paying $2,000 over list price.
Idiot.
But Brian threw in retreaded white walls, some chrome rims. Apparently, because of the pandemic, there's a shortage on Vogues now. But the best news, I got Kimmy's digits.
Oh, nice.
I swear to God. And she told me she's in charge of tires and rims, so I told her I'd come by for a rim job after work tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Nice. So I got that going for him. But my point is, stay away from Fat Brian's used cars. Just buy a car from a dealer that's, like, family-owned and fully bonded. So I better run. Me and Whiffy got to meet Christy and her new boyfriend out at the airport, pick up this month's child support check.
Yeah. Okay.
She'll be happy to see you.
So rude, man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.